to an episode of Light the Lamp here on Duck Stream. I'm your host, Alexis Downey, and as the Olympics are getting very close at this point, we are thrilled to welcome today's guest. Now, a three-time Olympian and a SoCal native, as well as a member of the Seattle Torrent, Kayla Barnes. Kayla, I know you're at the hotel right now. Thank you for taking some time out of your busy schedule. And first off, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you so much. I mean, I think it's crazy to think that we're here, but it's been an amazing ride. So thank you so much for having me.
When did you find out the news? How did you find out the news?
A couple weeks ago, right around New Year's, we knew calls were going out. It was kind of the end of our process. We've had a lot of trial camps and a lot of games leading up to this moment. So, you know, we knew it was coming, and it was around New Year's that calls were going out. So that's when I got the call.
And, you know, now for you, I mean, this will be your third Olympics. You were, of course, a part of 2018, 2022. You have a gold and a silver medal. So when you think about now, I mean, being a little bit older now, does that kind of give you some comfort in knowing that you have that experience already?
Yeah, absolutely. And the Olympic Games is a whole different ball game. It's the biggest stage in the world. So having a couple Olympics under my belt and experience going into this Games is obviously super helpful, but you never know what a Games is going to bring, and everyone is a little bit different. So just excited to get over there and kind of feel it out and get things going.
Well, and talking about that travel, we hear you have a monster travel day coming up tomorrow. What does that look like?
Yeah, we're coming from Ottawa, so not the easiest place to get out of. We have, I think, from start to finish, it's like 22-hour travel day to get to Milan. So all right, it's going to be a bit crazy, but have a good group of girls with us doing it. So there's like six or seven of us, and then we're meeting the team in New York, and then we'll all fly over together. So it'll be long, but it'll be worth it.
You have a couple of your Torrent teammates that are also on Team USA. Have you guys been talking about, you know, this upcoming experience? Like, what's, does that kind of help going into it too? Knowing that, I mean, of course, I'm sure you're familiar with some of the other people on the team too, but just having, you know, your current teammates too.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think we're pretty close from top to bottom on the US team, but it's nice to spend day in and day out with a few of the girls. I think every market kind of has that. So it's nice to, you know, have them, and just for like packing purposes and scheduling and things like that, it's nice to have a couple of different eyes and ears on, you know, trying to figure everything out, because it's, there's a lot going on at once. So it's nice to have them. And then training wise, obviously they're some of the best players in the world. So good to have them on the ice every day and be able to train against them.
What does packing for an Olympics look like? You mentioned that.
Yeah, it's pretty tricky. We don't bring a lot of stuff over there because we get so much stuff. So I bring one suitcase with just like essentials, basically, you know, like a pair of jeans, some pajamas, things like that. Because once we get over there, we get outfitted in Nike and Polo Ralph Lauren with some pretty cool swag that, you know, you probably won't wear outside of the Olympics. So you make sure to wear all of it there, and we get so much stuff. So we don't honestly bring that much over, which is kind of crazy.
Mm-hmm. Will you be a part of the opening ceremony?
I believe so. Yes, we are going.
Okay. And have you done that before, or will this be the first time?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like one of the most amazing experiences. We play the day before, so we'll probably have a day off. So that'll be nice to be able to experience that. And for people who's, it's their first time, it's like, there were tears in my eyes the first time that I went. It was the coolest experience. And it's like one of those moments that you will never forget mm-hmm. in your career. So it's just so cool to have, you know, every country there and everybody's celebrating sport and the whole world is united through sport. And it's just an amazing experience. So really excited for people to experience that the first time. And then obviously myself, just to be able to go and experience it again is going to be special.
When you think about, your previous experiences there. Of course, I'm sure at the top is winning that gold, but what maybe is a memory that stands out to you, or something that you're looking forward to getting to maybe be able to do again?
I think I'm excited for my family to be able to be there again. Last Olympics, there was no family, no friends, nothing. It was pretty locked down. So just excited to be able to have, you know, that support system over there and to be able to share this experience with them, because I wouldn't be there without them. So, you know, family, friends, excited to be able to share this experience with them and kind of hang out with them and do, you know, little things throughout the games with them.
That's so awesome. And quite a long travel from California. You know, you're the only California native on Team USA's roster. So how proud does it make you to be able to represent SoCal hockey?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that it's great for the sport. It's great for, you know, representation in girls hockey in California. I think it's growing immensely. You know, when I was growing up, there wasn't a lot of opportunity. And now look at all the opportunity that young girls have. So I think it's great to have that representation and be able to kind of like lead the way in that sense and have representation on the U.S. Women's National Team at the Olympics.
Kind of going along with that, too, I'm assuming you kind of get to meet all of the other athletes too in the Olympic Village. Is that something that, you know, you get to like interact with, you know, other countries, teams and all of that?
Yeah, absolutely. All the countries stay in the village and, you know, all the athletes are kind of mingling around in different common spaces. We all share a dining hall, things like that, which are super cool. And, you know, we get to meet other Team USA athletes, but also athletes from other countries as well, which is a really unique experience and something that's really cool. You know, just being among so many different people and all the best in their field. It's kind of mind blowing.
Yeah. Kayla, did your training change at all, or have you kind of stuck to the same plan as you head into the Olympics?
You know, honestly, the same plan. It's been working for me. And we have, you know, a lot of trainers and, you know, strength coaches and stuff that have meticulously planned out a schedule for us and things that we've stuck to. So put a lot of trust in them. And I know I'm prepared going into the game. So haven't changed too much, just kind of stick to the game plan and ride that wave through the Olympics.
Have you looked at maybe what your role will kind of be on this Team USA, or is that something that you're more looking towards once you get there?
Yeah, I mean, your role can change at any time. I think my role on this team has been pretty defined for a while now. You know, I just am a puck moving defenseman, jump in the rush sometimes, but kind of lock it down defensively. But I'm pretty adjustable and adaptable. And, you know, that's what our team is all about, just being able to adjust and adapt. You never know what scenario you're going to be needed in. So just being prepared for all situations and being versatile is super important on our team.
Well, that's so exciting for you guys as you get closer to your travel day tomorrow and everything coming up. Have you ever been to Italy? Is this your first time in Milan?
Yeah, this is my first time in Milan. So I'm really excited. I've never been to Italy so I'm really excited to get over there and kind of explore a bit.
Get some of that good food over there as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I know today is also a game day for you. And as I said, thank you for taking the time to join us to chat about, you know, where you're at and your upcoming experiences. But Kayla, with joining Seattle this year as an expansion team, I mean, you were the third member to be named to the team, the first defenseman. What has it been like embracing this new Seattle hockey market?
Yeah, the Seattle market has been phenomenal. They show up and show out. They love their women's sports and they love women's hockey. Night in and night out, we get massive attendances, which is, you know, the top among the league, which is really exciting for a new market. And, you know, to feel that love and support coming in, being a new team, new players, all new to this place, it's super important for the growth of the franchise. So I think that it's been super fun to be able to get to know the fans and and be a part of this new place and build hockey in this new market.
What drew you to wanting to join the Torrent?
Yeah, I think the opportunity just kind of presented itself with, you know, limited protection lists, and then there was a draft coming and just a lot of different scenarios. And I just think the opportunity presented itself, and it was just one of those things that felt right. And, you know, I think that I'm really happy with my choice. I had a great time in Montreal. I'm really grateful that they drafted me and I had a great experience there. It's a great hockey city. But when this opportunity came up, I knew it was something that I couldn't pass up, and it was something that I had to do. So really happy I made that decision.
And as your, you know, season has moved along, as, you know, just being in the league in the PWHL another year, have you learned anything in particular? Has this year been different, I guess, maybe joining a new team and experiencing this?
Yeah, this year has been 100% different than last year. You know, I think the league continues to grow. It continues to get stronger. But night in and night out, you're playing against the best players in the world. So really anything can happen, and teams get hot and teams, you know, have slumps, and players get hot and, you know, players have slumps. I've gone through them. So I think it's just riding the wave, kind of figuring out what works best for you and just continuing to adjust and adapt and understand that this league has, you know, ups and downs, and just being able to ride that wave, like I said, and continue to perform at the best that you can.
Is it something where, as you know, you get to the Olympics, were you thinking about the Olympics, or were you able to kind of just more focus on, you know, your current season and then take things as they came?
A little bit of both. I mean, I think the Olympics this year has been heavy on all of our minds. You know, it's just kind of one of those things where the process is intertwined with the PDUB, and it's just kind of all the schedule is all mixed up in one another. So it's hard not to think about it, but we try to do our best to compartmentalize and try to be present where we are and with, you know, with Seattle. And I think we've done a pretty good job of that, but you know, I guess as we get closer to the Olympics, it gets a little bit more prevalent on our minds.
Yeah. Well, Kayla, we're really excited for you. Can't wait to watch the games. Best of luck and good luck with your game tonight as well. And once again, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
This is an Anaheim Ducks original production on DuckStream.